Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Dossett, Big Four, and Tupelo, we do things differently. We believe in honest, fair prices and treating our customers like family. Whether you're looking for a new or used GMC or Buick, we've got you covered. Come on down to Dossett Big Four, where you'll get a great deal without the hassle. That's Dossett Big Four in Tupelo.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone of WCBI Sports. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Carlo Barone here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. I want to thank all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Not yet. We'll start on Monday. We'll bring it back on Monday. We'll be back to, and we are going to change it. So
what are you talking about?
The ad read. We're going to go back to the little cities in Mississippi, but it's not going to be a little weird. We're going to fully embrace it and go a little strange. Okay.
Okay.
You got to be ready for that. You're going to have this little call and response. You're going to have to.
Well, let's see it.
Well, we'll do it on Monday. We'll start Monday.
Yeah, okay.
All right. But that said, between now and then, if you need a cup of great coffee, if you're not in Starkville, if you're not in Tupelo, you know where to go. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. Get it delivered right to your door. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that.
Beef.
It is. What's for dinner? If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of American beef on the grill. Mississippi beef. We're not interested in anybody else's beef around here. We want the best, and that's American beef. All right, calm down up there.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you said something.
I didn't say anything.
You said it in your head. It translated through your face, and we all just heard it.
Sometimes, man, you say some stuff, and
I say stuff all the time. It's my job.
That's true.
So, am I doing beef for dinner tonight? No, not tonight. But I did it this weekend. We had a lot of beef in the house this weekend. I did it again. When you're talking about beef, the puns kind of write themselves. I mean, I can't help it.
I didn't move.
You thought it.
No, that's out.
But you thought it. Here's what I think. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. Everything Mississippi State, everything maroon and white, right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, flow by the half shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got you taken care of at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. Well, then you need to talk to the good folks at Priority One Bank. Bankers that know you by name, not just by your account number. Bankers that you can trust. Bankers who are going to give you a level of service that you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Rough day here in this great country of ours. We have lost one of our living legends in Dolly Parton. I mean, if Q rating is a thing, and we're talking about, you know, how popular a person is, what is the percentage of people that like versus dislike this person? Maybe the number one person in the world in terms of when somebody like was genuinely like, I don't like Dolly Parton, people get mad. Like, what do you mean you don't like Dolly Parton? How do you not like Dolly Parton? So, the queen, not only of country music, but maybe of this great country of ours. So, hate to see that. Saw a tweet about it. I was like, and then I saw she was trending, and I was just like, oh, no. No.
It's
and then you go in there, like, the tweet says a statement from the Parton family. I was like, oh, no. And then I watched it. I was like,
"Yeah,
that's a bad one. That's a bad one." So
rough day.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump into the rumblings. The rumblings, of course, brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. This is a disaster. I don't think they can fix this one. This might be beyond the scope of Paul Davis's services. I wish that it was
a little bit.
If I could call Paul Davis right now and bring Dolly Parton back, I'd foot the bill for that, no questions asked. That being said, Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life in Starkville, in Tupelo, in the Golden Triangle. Call Paul Davis Restoration. All right, let's just jump right in. We got a lot of questions today, so let's just get into them. Jason Witt has the first question. It's for me. It's not for you because you don't know the answer. Who is the better wrestler, Beautiful Bobby Eaton or Ricky Morton? It's Bobby Eaton in a walk. Bobby Eaton, one of the best in-ring performers of all time in the business of professional wrestling. A guy who could have a great match with literally anybody and did. Great tag team wrestler, great singles wrestler, but Beautiful Bobby is – Ricky Morton's a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong. Not, not trying to hate too much on him, but Beautiful Bobby clears him by a large, large margin. Brick Thomas, my roommate Connor wants to ask y'all, how many times do y'all get recognized out in public? I mean, it's at this point, especially here in Starkville, for me, it's pretty often. When I travel, I mean, today it happened. I went to lunch and somebody spoke to me. I went to the doctor yesterday and a guy was like, "Are you?" And I was like, "Yes, I am." So it's pretty often. And then when I travel, it's less, but it still happens.
It's definitely started to happen more when I started this podcast than I did with my WCBI job, just to be honest. I got recognized when I went out on Thursday night, I think. Some guy was like, "Carlo!" And I was like, "What's up?" And he was like, "I listen every day, man. You're doing great." Like, "Thanks, dude." I don't know. It happens sometimes. Probably not. Definitely not as much as Hey Dad, though.
Well, I mean, I in fairness, I've been doing it longer. So, I mean, I get it, but. You're getting up there. You're getting up there.
It's funny when people ask for photos and then they'll just get you.
Yeah, they just hand you the camera.
I'm fine with it, but it's just, I mean, you guys can also ask me.
I have a funny story about that. I'll tell you after the show. Not about me and you. It's about somebody else being in the "can you take a picture of us" discussion. So we'll talk about that a little later. Also from Brick, we have TV, lawn chairs, a Facebook marketplace coffee table in the living room. What else do we need for week zero of college football? Wings and beer, brother. You don't need much else.
Yeah, wings, pizza, and beer.
I would head to Two Brothers, tell them you need about 40 or 50 smoked wings. I would head, while you're there. Not sponsored, but just go over to Boardtown and pick up a couple of pies.
Yes.
And then on the way home, get a couple cases of beer. And, buddy, you don't need to leave the house. You're good.
Glue your butt to that seat. Get the beer cold.
Yeah.
Man.
Let's see.
I do love covering college football. That's the one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough sometimes, especially with covering both teams. I only have like one weekend off.
Yeah. Big Pearson Lowry asks us, since college football is almost here, rank your top five stadium foods at Davis Wade Stadium. Kind of a tough one. I never eat the food at Davis Wade. I eat the food at the Hump and at Duty Noble because that's how our concessions are. That's how media is fed there. We're given a pass and told, "Hey, go get some food from the concession stand." At Davis Wade, they actually provide a meal for us, and I'll just be the one to say it: I never eat it because it's usually not great. Especially these past couple of years, like 11 a.m. kickoff, so we're getting to the press box at like 9:30 in the morning, and it's like baked chicken or pork loin, and I'm like, "Guys, it is 9:30 in the morning. Can we get some bacon and eggs out here?" It drives me crazy. So I can't really answer this question. Do you ever get any? Yeah, neither one of us. Now, if you said it, Duty Noble, I mean, obviously smoked wings is one. The soft pretzels at Duty Noble, very good. I miss the sweet pretzel. The sweet pretzel was so good, but the soft pretzel is still very good. The pizza at Duty Noble is quite good. They give you like a long, it's like a flatbread almost, more than a pizza.
Not so great experience that.
Oh, did you? I didn't know that.
Next morning, I had the rumblings.
And then you got sick. That's from that pizza. The cheeseburger at Denny Noble is very good. It's very good. And if you're a picky guy like me, you want it just meat and cheese, they will make that for you. You have to wait, but they will make it for you. And then the pulled pork nachos, it's Two Brothers pulled pork. So yeah, very good. So I can do that. I can do it at Duty Noble, but I can't for you at the other place at Davis Wade.
When I went to all these baseball games, I really only got the wings this year, mm-hmm. and it showed up on the scoreboard there as well, Brian.
Just shut up. Next week.
Next week?
TikTok. TikTok.
When?
I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. Probably Thursday, now that I think about it.
Not. Oh, next week
Yeah,
before
next
we.
week.
Okay. All
Next week.
right.
All right. All right. I'm fine. Ryan Reynolds, the actor. Taking a risk since we know how math questions go on this podcast, but how much loose change do you think there is on the ground in the U.S.?
Thanks for that, by the way.
It's an unbelievable question. All right. Because, I mean, you talk about, you got to figure like in every square mile. So how many square, here we go.
No,
We're off
Jesus.
here.
Let's
How
go.
many square miles
Math talk, Mississippi.
is the United States? The United States is 3.8 million square miles. All right. So I'm saying in every square mile, there's at least $2 worth of spare change on the ground.
At least.
I mean, that's the minimum.
I would say even more, probably.
Yeah, because I mean, there's probably money at the bottom of rivers and
Well,
stuff.
are we averaging the miles together? Because, like, in a field, there's gonna be nothing, but in like New York
You don't
City,
know that.
I think
Well, I mean, you think about like, I'm just saying, I think
a lot.
an average of $2 per
Okay,
square mile.
average.
Because, you know, for every New York City block where there might be a couple, $20, $30, you're right, there's a field where there's not a
Two.
lot. Maybe
Yes.
Farmer Joe dropped one quarter one time and it's just still sitting there. So are we saying that on average there's around 11 and a half, $12 million? Is that right? No,
I'm
that's
not
not right.
thinking,
That's
I'm not, no.
3.8 times 2 would be 7.6.
Yeah.
So we're saying close to $8 million, basically.
I need a better use of my time to go out there and start
I know,
collecting.
that's what I'm saying, man. Get out there and find it. What's the most money you've ever found on the ground?
I think a 50.
I found 100 once.
Oh, man. Poor guy.
That was a good day for me. I don't know about the other guy, but
Probably
20-year-old
not.
Brian had a good time at the casino later that night. I promise you that.
You
I gave it
definitely just,
right back, put it
I
right
was gonna
back
say,
on the
you
wild.
definitely just donated it, but it
Yeah.
was,
I've had some good days at the
fun
casino.
being there. You get some
Yeah.
drinks,
Yeah.
bad decisions at the casino table.
Exactly. John, which one of these moments would have been more painful as a fan? 2007 West Virginia football loses to a 4-7 rival to keep them out of the national championship game. 2023 A&M baseball loses national title, then their coach gets hired by their rival. 2023 FSU football undefeated, left out of the playoff.
This one's easy, I think,
I think
to
it's Florida State.
easily.
The other side of that is
Easily.
since that day, so that their team doesn't make the playoff, and rather than rally around that and say, all right, we're going to go to this bowl game, we're going to kick the crap out of Georgia, and we're going to show everybody we belong in the playoff, they all quit. They lost that bowl game like 63-7, and Florida State has not been good a single day since then.
No, they haven't.
I think
That
something happened. I think there was some karma involved.
I think that choosing for that 14 playoff had to be the hardest one of the CFP era because you had
Yeah,
Alabama
probably.
that beat Georgia in the
Yeah.
championship game, and then you had Michigan was undefeated, and then who was the last? Was it Washington? Yeah. Washington was, I think, 11-1 or 12-0.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, there was five teams that could have made it, but yeah, Florida
Well,
State's gonna be number one.
that's an easy one, yeah.
I'd probably go 2007 West Virginia, number two, though.
Yeah, football always can be more painful than baseball. But losing Schlossnagel to Texas the next day had to have really sucked for the Aggies.
Oh, I'm
So there's
sure.
no
Yeah,
question.
that definitely had to suck.
All right. Brogan Fairchild, which state coach, head or assistant, would you want as your life coach? Like current? Arnett would be hilarious. Get
Was gonna say it. I
your
was gonna
fat
say it.
ass out of bed. Get up.
I mean, he would just bully the crap out of you.
He would just beat me up every day. Sam Purcell is probably the correct answer. Feels like he's the best motivator.
Yeah.
And there'd be some positivity in that.
Yeah, that one would be a lot easier than Arnett, and you'd probably get similar results.
I don't want to deal with Arnett like early in the morning. I can't imagine what that's like.
Imagine 7 a.m. it's like a drill sergeant waking you up.
It's just he doesn't even there's no he just comes in and starts shaking you violently in the bed, like, get up.
You think LSU's sleeping right now?
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Like, oh man, I'm just
No,
trying
he
to.
because we're I'm you know a podcaster. He'd be like, "You think Michael Borky's asleep right now? He's been up since five, huh? Get up! What are you gonna do?"
Oh my God.
They'd be getting you with whoever's over at WTVA.
Yeah.
You think
Ooh.
he's awake? You think he's asleep? He's watching film right now. Yeah, you don't want to deal with Arnett that early on.
No, not at all.
What TV show or movie would you most want to be a villain in? A villain?
Dude, the Joker's got to be up there.
Well, I mean, do I really want to be the Joker? I really want to be an insane person. I want to be like a rich, terrible person. I want to have money, Something like one of the bad guys. This is a stretch, but like a villain from like Billions, because the other guys who were against Axe were also billionaires. So what do I
I see.
care?
Yeah, okay, I see your point.
So that I wouldn't have minded being Don Eladio from Breaking Bad. I mean, and you're the head of the Mexican drug cartel. You're worth hundreds of millions of dollars. You can have people killed by snapping your fingers. That's a good place to be.
You guys hearing this, by the way?
Don Hedadio, it'd be unbelievable.
Hmm.
I don't speak Spanish, but
You learn for the role.
I would. No, I think he's somebody like in real life.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I would, be like that scene from what is that movie called? Bedeviled, where Brendan Fraser meets the devil and he gets all these wishes. And so he wishes to be rich and powerful, and she turns him into a drug lord. But he wakes up, and like his butler is speaking to him, and he tries to tell him, "I'm sorry, I don't speak Spanish," but he says it in Spanish. He's like, "Wait a minute, I do speak Spanish."
Don't think I've seen that, but shocker.
Peak Elizabeth Hurley.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. Let's see here. Ford Polk. A few Saturdays ago, my wife and I were on our way to Panama City to visit one of her friends that had come down for vacation. Halfway there, my truck blew a Y radiator hose connector. We pulled over, got the beach chairs out, and drank all the beer we bought, and got the 18-wheelers to honk their horn as they passed. Did we handle this appropriately? I mean, I hope that somebody came out. You'd called somebody to come fix the car. But other than that, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think,
What else are you gonna do in that situation?
and where are we driving? I know the car is cooked, but
Well, so they're going to Panama City Beach.
okay. Yeah, I mean, we got nothing to do, yeah.
I listened to a little sports talk a few Fridays ago. Please listen every Friday, every day if you can. Who do we need to talk to about the 1980 Florida spying on Mississippi State practices to get to the bottom of it? I need to know more. Then we've already got to the bottom of it. They punished Florida for it. They Florida was ineligible to go to the postseason for like 3 years as a result of that.
I
So,
didn't even know what happened.
well, you in 1980, were your parents even married?
My parents did not own, they didn't meet each other till I think 1998 or something,
So
99.
yeah, so yeah.
20
So
years too early.
yeah, so you like your parents would have been like not even teenagers yet, I think, like
Oh, my
kids.
dad would have been 7 years. Wait, 1980? No, he would
Yeah.
have been 5 years old now.
Five.
Yeah.
Your dad same age as me?
1975. Oh, wait, no, he's 72. I'm an idiot. Sorry. It'd
Okay.
be a little older.
So your dad's 53?
Yes.
Okay. That
Wait. Yeah. Yeah.
doesn't sound. You know what? I'm not gonna worry about what your mom's age is, because I know what your mom's age is, but she's older than your dad, is what you're telling me.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to know. So, but yeah, that happened. But the NCAA already handled it. They found them guilty. They punished them accordingly, and that's why Florida won the SEC in 1984, but couldn't go to any bowl games because of it.
There you go.
There you go.
That'll do it.
Where are we here? Steve Mormon, what is the percentage chance that Sylla and Manning play for state now that this ex-NFL player Wright has committed to LSU? They're completely unrelated cases. I mean, literally, like one has nothing to do with the other. That being said, I just don't think state would have him on the practice field if they didn't feel pretty good about their ability to get him eligible.
I agree. I think that case is a lot different because Daquan Wright was on a practice squad and had an NFL contract and stuff. So I think they have a much better shot. I don't think they're related, like you said.
Yeah.
I think they'll probably play. But again, stuff is changing every day. Like the Big Ten is just meeting today about not letting anyone in. I'm sure the SEC will follow. So it'll be a mess, but I think they have a better shot than other people.
Yeah, I agree. Like I said, I just don't think they would be out there if that wasn't going to be the case.
I agree.
Colton Watson. Colton used to be our first question every week. Now he describes, he d understands why, he's going to explain why he's been away here in this question. This summer, I've traveled extensively, moved states, gotten a job, and I've been working hard for 2 months now. I have kept up with football this summer, but not nearly as much as most years. I'm debating maintaining distance to focus on work, or I may totally buy in all season long like I always do. This is the first podcast I've listened to since May. Colton, you gotta at least click on the podcast. You don't have to listen. Just click. Please, each of you take a side you can pick for yourselves and spend 1 minute convincing me to either go all in or check out of state football this season. So I'll tell you what. Let's do this. I'm going to set a timer here for 60 seconds. And I am going to take stay away, and you're going to take go all in. All right?
Okay.
You got 60 seconds.
Oh, I'm going first?
Yeah, you're going to go first. Ready? Starting now.
Okay. So last season, Mississippi State was so close to being as they were at 5-7 in the regular season, they were just as close to being like 8-4. If you think about some of the games, kind of close results they had. So this year they added a lot of players in the portal. Obviously, the best player in the team, Kelly Jones, is playing now, and they also starting Kamario Taylor. I think there are a lot. They've said that they're more confident in their offensive line and their roster and everything on defense. So, you know, they've got a hard schedule, but I think they have enough players, and combined with new coaches, that they'll have a better season.
You only took 40 seconds. You got to yield back the balance of your time.
I can keep going.
No, you stop talking.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Yes, Mississippi State was a lot closer to winning games last year, but the main thing is still the main thing, and that's Jeff Lebby. And honestly, you know, I understand not having trust in Jeff Lebby. I feel like the reason State lost the games they were in are decisions Jeff Lebby made, be it in the moment of calling plays or calling games, or bigger picture, as in bringing in a guy like Coleman Hutzler. And yeah, I think he's figured out a lot of his issues. I think he's gotten better, but at the same time, it's still the same guy. So if you want to stay away this year and kind of play from a distance and look at it as go, okay, if they, you know, I'm still a State fan. I still support the Bulldogs, but I'm going to just not spend my money and my time this year. I want to see results, and then go in and see what happens this year. And next year, if they're better this year, if you want to recommit to yourself, do it. And if they bring in a new coach, do it. One way or the other, Mississippi State's going to improve as a football program. They're going to get a new coach, or they're going to improve under Jeff Lebby. One way or the other. I'd stay away. 59.36.
Nice one.
Every bit of it. So we'll see. Colton, let us know what you do.
Yeah.
We want to know who won that one debate. All right. Tyler Hunt. I recently saw where sports journalist Blake Levine of the Magnolia Tribune ranked Two Bros as the number one place to go after a college football game in the state of Mississippi. Do you agree? What would be your top three? I'm sure he's ranking that over the numerous times he's been there. You know, so many times Blake has been at Two Brothers after a college football game. Yeah, that being said, I can't help but agree. It is a great place to go after a football game. There's great food. There's cold beer. There's plenty of TVs to watch other football games. The people there are super nice. Definitely would go there. In Starkville, I'd go there for a game. Gosh. Bordentown is a great place to go after a game. Again, what do you have to have to be a good place to go after a football game on a college football Saturday? Good food, cold beer, plenty of TVs.
Yeah,
if I got those three things, I can survive, right? So those two places, Bulldog Burger would be a good choice. Good food, cold beer,
the Bend,
plenty of TVs. What'd you say?
I said the Bend. I would go
the
there.
The Bend doesn't have. They only got two TVs.
You got to get a spot at the bar. But if you get a spot at the bar,
the Bend. I like the Bend, but that's not. Bluto's might be, but they've only got like four TVs there. And if you're not sitting in a certain place, you can't see them. The Camp House. Camp House has plenty of good places to watch a game and eat good food. So, yeah, those are my top three in Starkville. How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
We'll do a couple more, and then we'll go to the break here. Damon Ladner, how about a food challenge for you both? Carlo has to eat. If you eat rabbit, dove, and alligator, I have to eat an 8-inch skillet of cornbread. Hold on a second.
That's a lot harder for me.
No, it isn't. I'll tell you why.
Yes, it is. He didn't say even no water or anything. You get water.
You can have water, Carlo. You can have a drink.
Well, okay. No, but for you, because you have the cornbread, it's dry. Like, you think it's dry. It's not.
Yeah, it is dry.
I have to eat three foods that, like, objectively suck.
You're getting to eat three lean meats, right? You know how many calories are in a skillet of cornbread?
Oh my gosh, it's a food challenge, man. Why are
I'm
we
just
worried?
saying, man, it's 2,500 calories.
That is a lot, though. Holy.
Like, I'm only allotted 2,100 a day on my app. So this is all I get to eat is one skillet of cornbread? And I guess I'm going
Hey.
to drink 2 gallons of water to wash all that dryness down?
It's gonna be great, though.
It's going to be terrible.
It's gonna be
So
awesome.
I say no to this challenge. I'm out.
I said no the minute
Good.
it's
We were in agreement then.
I'll
Very
agree then.
good. Also
Rabbits.
from Damon, an actual football question. In watching games from last year, it looked like Lebby was solid the first 12 to 15 plays of each half. Is this the biggest area of growth for MSU to make a jump this year? Improve play calling, post-scripted plays. There's a meme going around that I like to use with Jeff Lebby. It's from the movie American Psycho where they're doing the business card scene. He goes, yes, very nice. Now let's see the unscripted plays. Yes, stayed on the first drive of the game, one of the best teams in the country. I mean, that drive they had against Georgia on the first
Yeah.
drive, I was like, they look like $1 million. The first drive
Arizona,
against Ole Miss looked like $1 million.
Arizona State too scored in like 2 minutes or something.
$1 million. But yes, afterwards there's less. There's less. So yes, that is a big area for improvement, no question about it. We'll do one more. Richard Harbison, what would you give up for Mississippi State to win a national title? He says Indiana for you. Yours is going to be different though, because you've won a national title. You're like, gosh, if we finish fourth this year, am I really that mad? Like,
I won't drink at all during the football season.
well, that's not connected. Those are unconnected. What would I be willing to give up? For Mississippi State to win the football national title. 6 months off my life, you know, as long as I get to see it. So if I died the next day, if like, yeah, you were actually going to die on June, July 1st, 2nd, or July 10th of 2027, right? And I die on January 10th, whatever day it is, so be it. I would give up 6 months
Wow.
to have that moment. I would be the happiest guy alive.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. You got yours last year, so.
It's kind of a hard question because
Yeah.
I didn't think about that
Also,
one.
my son Aiden and I do the SEC pick'em along with y'all against each other. What should our prize or punishment be? Well, I mean, so it's for you and I, it's the winner is going to take the loser takes the winner to dinner. Got to pay the
Yeah.
whole tab.
Okay.
So, but for a father son, like, I mean, how old is Aiden? Like, I can't imagine he's paying for that meal for his own money. So, I think if Aiden wins, you have to buy him whatever he wants. One gift for Christmas. You can set a budget for it, right? Let's say $200. But whatever he wants, you have to buy it. And if he wins, he's got to wash all the cars in the house.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a good punishment for a kid. No kid wants to wash the car.
Vacuum
And
and
it's
get
not,
the.
I'm not, we're not talking about take it to the car wash either. We're talking about you got to
No.
get there with a bucket and soap, vacuum it out,
Vacuum,
everything.
yeah. Basically a detail.
Details. Detailed.
Look at that.
There we go. All right. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, which is a great place to watch college football and a great place to eat and a great place to hang out here in Starkville. And of course, the older brother. If you're looking to find fantastic food in Starkville, go no further than the Cotton District. So many great restaurants down there. But at the very heart of it are the best two, our Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. College football season will be here. It will be here next Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. It's already here this week, but it's coming to Starkville next Saturday. And that means you're going to be at Two Brothers. I expect to see you guys there. Expect you guys to enjoy the great food and the great people at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for over 50 years. If you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And if you need service, same people, same number. They know you know them. That's all you need to know. They'll get you taken care of with exactly what you're looking for, and you can just trust that it's going to work. And then if it doesn't work, you can call them and they'll get it fixed. A lot of times the same day because they're in Mississippi, just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon and Co. is the place to go. If you're looking for Mississippi State gear, you need to find the good people over at Maroon and Co. and go tell them Hey, I want to use the promo code Thunder15. I want to save some money on this awesome gear you guys have here. Nobody in Starkville or in the Golden Triangle with a bigger, better, wider, more unique, more all-encompassing selection of Mississippi State gear than the good people over at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code in-store or online at maroonandco.com. Thunder15 takes 15% off the regular price. Next Saturday, you'll be in Starkville. Make sure before you go to the game, you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo. If you're looking to get a John Deere mower, a John Deere Gator, a John Deere compact tractor, Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo is the place to go. North Mississippi's John Deere dealer. Great financing available. Just talk to their credit department. They can put together a deal for you. They'll put you in the right piece of equipment for your property and the right piece of equipment for your budget as well. John Deere Green at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, where they have what you want for less. Good Hope Land and Timber. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, you need to know this name, Good Hope Land and Timber. They are the ones that you need to call if you have any kind of questions about your land, how to manage your land best, how to manage your own resources. Good Hope Land and Timber can absolutely help you with that. Plus, if you're trying to buy or sell land, no matter how big or small the property is, Good Hope Land and Timber can make that happen for you as well. They're experts in their field. Make them experts in your field with a phone call. 601-442-9888 or visit them online at g-hope.com. Locally trusted, landowner approved, Good Hope Land and Timber. All right, back to it here. Justin Strawn, three short questions today. Very short. I like to be incredibly prepared, but at what point does being prepared for something become overthinking it? Like, when does I'm just making sure turn into I have created a problem that doesn't exist? It happens. There are
All the
people who
time.
do that. Yeah, it's just when you're putting in like a second fail safe, you've done enough. All right. If you're like, this is what I have to do, I got to do this to make sure it's done. I'll also do this to make sure it's done. Stop there. There's no need for a third. All right. At that point, you're just giving yourself a headache.
Yeah, it's easy to overdo
And
it.
I'm a planner, man. I like to, I don't do anything without a plan. But yeah, you can let it get away from you, especially when it's like, okay, so I messed something up. Then it just spirals on you if you're like that. You gotta be very careful with that. Why do we remember incredibly specific things about insignificant matters from 20 years ago, but can walk into a room and immediately forget why we're there? This is a great question. I'm sure my wife would love to know the answer to it. Why I can tell you the last national champion for going back to like 1968, but I can't remember to take out the trash sometimes. It's just the way your brain works, man.
It happens.
Yeah, we all have a little bit of autism, and that's what it is.
You're looking for something, you're like, where is it? And then you're
Yeah.
pulled, and you're
I
like,
can't tell you how many times I have been like, okay, I need to go do this. I'll stand up off the couch and be like, why did I get up?
yeah, I don't know what I need to do.
But, in 1968, it was, I believe that's Notre Dame. I believe that's Notre Dame won the national title in 68. 69, I know, is Texas. 70, believe that's Alabama. Or so, 70, 71 is Nebraska. 72 is USC. And well, you see where I'm getting. So.
USC won in the Rose Bowl in 1968, and they beat Indiana.
Did they? Is that Indiana's only Rose Bowl before this last one?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
This one went a lot better.
Nate Bargate. Is it Bargatze? How do you pronounce Bargatze?
Ozzie.
Okay. Is coming to the hump in October. He's one of my favorite comics. What are some of your favorite comics and what are your favorite bits from them? My favorite comic is Anthony Jeselnik, so we will not be doing any bits from him on this show.
Comics as in comedians?
Yeah. Shane Gillis is your guy, right?
Yeah, he probably is.
Really funny guy.
I just finished Tires season 3 yesterday, and
There you
it's
go.
fantastic.
That's another one that we really can't do the bits here on the other show.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff you can't really
Yeah.
say.
I can't tell any Anthony Jeselnik jokes on this show. People would get
But they're
offended.
funny.
They'd be hilarious. But Andrew Norwood, the tradition continues. The Sigma Nu pledge list is out. What are your
Jeez.
top three from the list? Did you have a look at the list?
No, where do you see this?
Our le Ole Miss legend Bunky Perkins tweets it every year. Folks, people Ole Miss are like, oh, you're this whole Ole Miss name thing you have. It's just ridiculous. And then this list comes out. I'm like, just look. Look at these names. So I went with what was my guy's name? Hold on. I went with W. Tucker Tomlinson was my Ole Miss Sigma Nu. However, I received word yesterday that he's already been dropped. So I may have to pick again. So the other guys that caught my eye on this thing were Wyatt Schnorr, Maximilian Morton. Where's the other guy here? Satch Kirk. I have no idea how to pronounce
That
this. Sachh. Satch? Is that his name?
such
I also got a kick out of Michael Cannon Callaway. Just adding his own nickname there. And then the guy I would probably go with if I can't go with W. Tucker Tomlinson is Pierre Laudamaly. Those were my choices.
I'm looking at this list now.
It's unbelievable, right? These are real people.
Why, if you look at the bottom of the second photo where it says Ty in parentheses, Ty
Yeah.
Wittenberg,
Well, they got
what?
the name. They have what they the name they want to go by, obviously.
Okay.
That's why I think it's funny that Michael Callaway
Oh,
wants to
so
go
the
by
one that
Cannon.
had James and Jay up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
What the? Weston Rogers?
that's a great Ole Miss name. Elite Ole Miss name.
Say Maximilian Morton already? Yeah.
Yeah. Here's one that doesn't fit. From Prospect, Kentucky, Leon Sequeira, who wants to go by Haney.
What?
Like, I what? Barnes Nelson. Barnes Nelson is an incredible Ole Miss name.
This guy wants to go by Brooks instead of Robert Hardy.
Yeah, see? Journey
Weird.
Miller is a good one.
It's kind of a cool name.
There was another one I just saw. Where did he go? Wyatt Schnorr is fantastic, in my opinion. Hudson Mills, very Ole Miss name. We got a lot of good options, so.
Barnes Nelson, are you kidding me?
Yeah, Barnes Nelson is a top Ole Miss name. So there we go.
These are great. I wish I would have seen this earlier.
Yeah, it comes out every year. Every
Like
year. It's a tradition unlike any other.
Maxwell
So
Drinkers.
W. Tucker Tomlinson sits on the throne, previously ruled by Tondarius Stallion, Dunn Frouge, Zach Kuntzman, Billy Van Veckhoven, and Hayden Oshman. Those were my previous choices. I didn't
Wow.
the number one of all time, I didn't pick him because I wanted to go another way, was Harper Poppenheimer.
Oh, that's
I mean,
very
that is peak. What was hold on, I had a there was a guy the other a few years ago. Let me see if I can find it.
These
And
names are
I remember tagging Bunky and I was like, my God. Here it is, yeah. This guy was the president of Sigma Nu, Beckett Abington.
Oh
Like,
my gosh.
what are we talking about?
That's number one. That's
That's
number
peak
one.
Ole Miss. There will never be a more Ole Miss name than
Beckett.
Beckett Abington. There was
Yeah.
another guy on here a few years ago that I said had a name, and he got somebody to make a mug for him that said, "I have the most Ole Miss name ever," or something.
Oh my gosh.
So there you go, Beckett
He's sick.
Abington. Unbelievable name. All right, let's go back to the questions here. Where are we?
Wade Jones.
Yeah, Wade Jones. When really thinking about it, after watching a good or funny movie, who should get more credit, the writers, directors, or actors? So to me, the credit goes mainly to the writers because they had to write the joke. But the actor, just because you write a funny joke doesn't mean the actor can pull it off, right? Like,
Agreed.
you give a terrible actor a funny joke, and they're just going to make it not funny. So the actor deserves a lot of credit. So it's mainly the writers and the actors. I think the director has less to do with it.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was gonna say the writers as well. I mean the actors though. That have you ever seen? Well, they'll play Wolf of Wall Street, but they'll have like the scene, and then they'll have like what the script says. A
Oh,
lot of it's
yeah.
very unprompted. So
Yeah, there's a lot of improvisation happening.
I go with the writers, but the actors definitely are what make or break it.
Josh Ard sends us this. The chicken tender to place debate always cracks me up. As someone who tastes food side by side for work on a regular basis, I can't wait for Brian's tender tasting. I'm not the one tasting the tenders. Just want to make that clear. It's going to be Carlo because I already believe they taste the same.
You're
Carlo's
talking
going to be the
about
one who says there's this big difference between the chicken at Cane's and Zaxby's and everywhere else.
I'll do that tomorrow.
Well, we can't do it tomorrow.
Well, I know,
You're
but
not here, and there's no Cane's in Starkville yet, so we have to wait.
But there is, we can maybe low key make that happen Sunday. Or
What
wait,
are you
no,
gonna do?
I mean Sunday, Thursday. I don't know.
Yeah,
We'll
we're gonna
talk.
have to wait for Canes to open. So anyway, a week and a half ago, I had the difficult work task of tasting 22 steaks that afternoon. My God. What would you rank this difficult work task in the hardest work task of the year rankings? So
Low.
when we toured Superior Catfish before we started the catfish tour, they have a tasting room. I was like, oh man, you get to sit in there and eat fried catfish all day? No. No. They take a fillet of catfish, microwave it, no seasonings, and you have to just taste it. And they're just tasting to see, do I taste anything out of place? I was like, never mind. I would hate this job.
Ew.
Yeah, it was rough. So
Ew.
that said, your job is incredible. What a day. The only thing I would say is I want to know who cooked these steaks. They look a little overdone, but that's, even then I'm not going to get mad. Here's the question, though. Can you rank the cuts? Filet, strip, ribeye, T-bone, porterhouse, 8-ounce sirloin, 32-ounce top butt sirloin steak. That's a lot of steak. Ribeye is number one.
Easily, thank
Ribeye
you.
is the king of steak.
Yeah, it is the
I
king.
would say porterhouse two, with the filet and the strip there. Then the T-bone, then the strip. Then the sirloin, the 8-ounce sirloin. The fillet is probably second to last. A 32-ounce steak is a bit much. A 2-pound steak, that's a bit much.
It's a lot of
It's a lot of
steak.
beef.
It's a lot of steak.
So, ribeye is so far ahead, though, of number one. It's
Yeah.
the now that being said, there is a steak that can challenge the ribeye, but he didn't list it. It's the picanha. The picanha can challenge the ribeye.
I think I'll go ribeye, T-bone.
T-bone over porterhouse. Porterhouse is a bigger T-bone. I would rather have the porterhouse.
Never mind. I'll go. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Ribeye, porterhouse, strip, T-bone,
Sirloin. Sirloin over.
sirloin.
Yeah, fillet is boring.
Filet is not good. I was gonna say that's probably bottom behind the really big porterhouse.
All right, Larry Graham, for the rumblings, you mentioned the results of your 10th, maybe, annual media poll as the closest in consensus opinion. I'm assuming that means we're all expecting better results than last year. What's Lebby's fate if those expectations aren't met? Say a 4-8 year. I mean, he's fired. Jeff Lebby would
Four.
be fired if they go 4-8.
He has less wins they did last year. He
Yeah,
will be.
he's fired. There's no question. So simple as that.
I think they have a lot. Well, I don't know. I think they have an easier schedule though. Maybe a little bit.
This year?
Or no, last year. Not this year, because the without
Yeah,
now they have
this year's schedule is harder.
1,000%. I know it was. I was talking about last year. I thought this was
Agreed.
easy.
Andy Atkinson, the enforcer, double A. Carlo, can you describe what is happening in the reference from these lyrics? This life's got up and downs, Lucy and Charlie Brown's. You try your best to kick it, but still end up on the ground. What is that referring to?
How some people in life are kind of believe
But like,
it. Some people.
I'm not talking about the big picture. What is it specifically referring to is what he's trying to get at.
Charlie Brown?
And
Know. Kicking a football that doesn't get pulled out from under you?
so yeah, okay, you're okay, you got it. Yeah, like Lucy pulls the football from Charlie Brown all the time. He wasn't sure you would get it.
What?
It's another young thing, Everybody gets
I
that.
ask any one of my friends that.
All right, I'm just making sure.
Also, what?
Jarrett Reister asked, or Jarrett Reister, he said it was Reister. Hey, Dad, what made you become a soccer fan and what made you choose Chelsea as your team? About, I guess it's like summer of 2014, there was just so much Premier League stuff on my Twitter timeline for some reason. Everybody was seemed to be getting into it. And I was like, all right, I want to get into this. So I did my research, and at the time on the beat, the guy who had Carlo's job was Robbie Donohoe, and he was also a big Premier League guy, and he was a Chelsea fan, and I thought. I came down to Chelsea and Arsenal, and I really thought, I was like, I'd like to have somebody that I can talk about these games with. So, I'm not out here by myself. I want to have another fan that I'm friends with, so that like we can talk about these games, we can watch games together, stuff like that. So that's why I went with Chelsea, because of Robbie. And, he and I were texting yesterday during the game. Like Chelsea scored 31 seconds in the game, and immediately my phone lights up. Robbie Donohoe, we're gonna win the league. I was like, let's go. So fun day
Hey.
yesterday. So that's why I just decided to get into it, and I really got into it. You know, I made a point to study the history and learn about the players and stuff like that, and it's paid off. I've had a lot of fun doing it. Another one from Andy Atkinson. What is your prediction for the first technical glitch at Davis Wade? My money is on a panel malfunction on the south video board. Every year there's something. They run all these tests and everything, and then game one, something's wrong. I'm going to go with something from the speaker system. I think this is the year it finally just gives out. I think game one, it's like Anthony Craven's up there, first down, and then it's just silence.
Yeah, I was gonna say probably the panel too, but
You can go with that, yeah.
I wouldn't. Something's gonna happen early on, but it's okay.
Jay in Baltimore, my mistake on the birthday celebration after not closely reading the Wilford Brimley tweet. Yes, yesterday was not my birthday. Yesterday was the day I passed the Wilford Brimley cocoon line. Totally different thing. Regarding cocoon, is there any age where you would choose eternity over life on Earth? Give me a couple, maybe like 10 more years. I might be thinking about that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I'm at the age now where that's something that's a concern. You think about those kind of things.
Can't relate. Well, can relate, but not really.
You don't need to relate. Don't relate whatsoever. There will be no relation. Where are we here? Matt McCann. All right, mascot challenge, summer heat edition. Name the team for these colleges with heat-themed mascots. Liberty.
I don't know what liver. Are
They're the
they?
Flames.
Oh, I shouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Arizona State's Sun Devils.
UAB?
Something with dragons, right?
Well, their mascot is a dragon, but what is the name, the nickname of the team?
Are they the Flames too?
They are not.
What are they?
They're the Blazers.
Blazers, that's what it is. Oh.
And then UI Chicago.
They're the Flames,
Yes, that
yes.
is correct. Also, Brian, can you please invite Carlo to your house to watch a few 90s sports movies? One is not properly lived without seeing The Mighty Ducks, Little Giants, or The Sandlot at least once. I've never seen The Mighty Ducks. That'll be the
I've
first
seen
one.
the Sandlot for
Yeah.
sure.
You have seen The Sandlot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I invite Carlo to my house all the time. He comes over pretty often.
Was
Yeah.
there Friday?
Well, yeah, but that was just to pick something up. I'm talking about like come by and have something to eat or something.
No, yeah, you do.
Jude Landry, question for Carl. First off, Jude Landry, blast from the past. Good to see you, Jude. Question for Carlo, what are your three favorite MCU movies?
Endgame's probably number one for me. That one was really good. I was talking about this question to my mom actually. The first Iron Man, I felt like was a very good movie. Big for the third one, I feel like I have to go with one of the Spider-Man movies, but I haven't seen the new one this year,
Okay.
but I've heard it's good.
All right.
I don't know, one of the Spider-Man movies is my answer. What about you?
Definitely Endgame. Captain America, the Winter Soldier, is on the list. That might be actually be the best one. And then, I love Doctor Strange. I thought that was a really good movie, but that's probably not going to make it. Probably Avengers: Age of Ultron. I really enjoyed that. I thought Ultron was a great character. So, Dalton Lee, I've noticed that people have no spatial awareness, especially at grocery stores, literally standing in the middle of the aisles on their phones. Is society becoming more aware, or is this just an old man yelling at the sky thing with age? It is 100% not an old man thing.
No, that's real stuff.
Kids today, they just standing in the middle of the aisle. Nobody has any consideration for anybody. Just run that cart on their heel one time. I bet they move then. Oh, sorry, didn't see you. Why
Yeah,
were you in
maybe
the middle of the way?
in the way a little bit.
So no, that's definitely not just you, Hunter. Don't feel bad, Dalton. Don't feel bad. I was looking ahead to the next one, Hunter King. When you say something is going to happen next Friday, are you referring to the Friday of the current week or Friday of the next week? To me, next Friday and Friday of the next week are interchangeable. That is, yeah. So if I say something's happening next Friday, so today is Tuesday, right? I
Yeah.
say it's happening next Friday. It is happening
Next week.
12 days from now. Yeah.
Yes.
Whenever it is. This upcoming Friday is Friday.
This Friday.
You can say this Friday, or you can just say Friday. If I say, hey, Carlo, you and I are going to go to Two Brothers Friday, we're going in 4 days. If I say,
Yes.
Carlo, we're going to Two Brothers on next Friday, we're going on September 4th. All right.
Yeah.
That's how that is.
I agreed.
All right. Good. Good. Glad we're in agreement. Let me ask you another question. This is a big debate in my house. My wife and I go back and forth on this. I firmly believe I'm correct. What is the first day of the week?
Monday.
My man.
Sunday is the last. Sunday's the
I don't care what the calendar says, all right? Because you know how to win this debate? It's really easy. So, is Sunday part of the weekend?
Yeah.
There it
The
is.
of the week.
How can the first day of the week be in the weekend? All right?
Monday.
Monday is the first day of the week. Thank you, Carlo.
That's
I
when you
always
go.
knew you were a smart man. I've always said that about you. Very
That's when you
smart
go to the
man, man.
store. That's when you get your stuff
You know
done.
what? You know
You
what? You know
know.
what I'm going to do just for you? I'm going to throw this away. We're starting fresh. You started fresh. You just earned a lot of points right there. Into the trash can. I missed. Damn.
Go.
It rebounded off the thing. It rebounded off the thing. But it gets in the trash. Your fresh start.
Let's go.
Just because of that answer. I
Easily.
refuse. It's an easy answer. Yeah. All
Easy.
right. This next question's for you because I've never watched it. What is your favorite regular show episode?
Man, I haven't watched regular show in years. It's more just because I watched it as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could point to a single episode. I mean, there's a lot of good ones, but I'd have to like rewatch it.
Okay. Well, we tried. I thought you were a big fan of that show.
I am, but I can't point out specific. I watched them when I was growing up. It's
Okay.
had a lot of life since then.
Avid Bulldog asks us, if you were a billionaire, how often would you visit a trailer park? Never. Never, not once.
Oh,
What
man.
an unbelievable story from yesterday.
Cannot believe I wouldn't do it for 140 bucks.
Look, I'm not a billionaire. Well, and I wouldn't do that. Like, I just.
Oh, I was just saying, like, if someone said go to the trailer park, I wouldn't do it for
Yeah,
140 bucks.
the first part of that story, you're like, hey, okay, he hired a high dollar escort, he spent big money on some beautiful woman, No, no,
No.
no. He went to a trailer park to get a
That's
$140 worth of
that is
action.
one of the craziest arrests in
It's
sports.
unbelievable. I mean, I can't get over it, but we'll move on.
Really not.
Party. Someone also said, bring back when I bring it back, it needs to be a little strange. So I agree. We're gonna do that. T, any college football week opening weekend traditions? Not really. I just watch the games. I don't.
I'm
Yeah.
gonna say it. Week one, college football really doesn't get interesting till like week two or three.
Well, it depends.
Well, my,
Depends on your team. Like,
yeah,
if you're an
that's true.
LSU fan, they play Clemson next week. Ole
That's
Miss
true.
plays Louisville next week. Those are interesting games.
Yeah.
So
Yeah,
it's
that's
just when
funny.
your team for like last year, Texas played Ohio State week one. You're off and running.
Week zero, probably not though.
Week zero is like it's not even an appetizer. I'm gonna go real deep cuisine here. It's an amuse-bouche. It's like the little free bite of food they give you at a fancy restaurant before you even
Okay.
order anything. Like the chef has a little amuse-bouche for you, by the way. Here you go.
It's
That's what
okay.
this is. I mean, but that said, when UNLV and Memphis kick off at like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock on
Oh, I'm
Saturday,
watching. I'm
am I
watching.
locked in? Damn
Yeah,
right.
I'm watching week zero because we need
Need
football
it.
back.
All right.
Right.
Are you an organized in a hotel room or chaotic, then clean up before you leave? So I'm like, I'm not just putting trash everywhere kind of person. But at the same time, like, I don't, I know a couple, I know this, I know one person in particular that is like, will make the bed before they leave a hotel room. I'm just like, they pay people to do that. I'm just, just trying to help. Or like, if I have a 20-ounce Coke bottle on the nightstand, I'm not necessarily going to throw it in the trash can. I know it'll get thrown away. I'm not, but that said, I'm not like Led Zeppelin up there, having parties in the room or anything, but I'm not that far gone either, is how I would look at it.
I mean, they have people to clean your room.
Right.
So,
Yeah. And again, I'm not trying to say make those people's jobs hard,
no,
but
but
like, throwing up all over the place or just leaving trash everywhere.
making a bed or throwing out a
But making a
bottle.
bed at a hotel is crazy talk.
Yeah.
Alexandra Watson asks, do you think if car designers and manufacturers were forced to live in Mississippi for the month of August and drive a car with leather seats, the position of air conditioner vents would be different? Leather seats are a problem in the South. If you have leather seats, it just sucks. Better not be
Yeah.
wearing shorts.
You need that thing over the windshield, but
Yeah,
still
yeah.
hot there though.
I agree. All right. The John Moxon, who is not the real John Moxon, okay, he reminded me that Hank Flick said Wu-Tang Hamilton. That is correct. That is what they said. So, shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan. Is there anything else? Here we go. Mangum Cafe. Name the top 10 college football coaches. Okay. Smart. No, Cignetti one. Cignetti one. Smart two. This is where it gets interesting, right? Like there are Day is three.
I'd go day three for sure.
Yeah. The only other coach, active coach with a national title is Dabo Sweeney. He's not on this list.
No, he's not anymore.
Kiffin is on the list. I'm not gonna necessarily rank them, but the top three are Cignetti, Smart, Day in that order, in my opinion. Four through ten, however you want to do it.
I think there's a
Kiffin,
little,
Sarkisian, Lanning,
yes.
Whittingham.
In Michigan?
Well, he was at Utah all these years. He's had great years at Utah.
Yeah, you could throw him in there, yeah.
Yeah. Cristobal. All
Yes.
right, so
Definitely.
I need one more. I need two more.
Definitely.
Look, he has not been as great at Alabama as you want, but DeBoer is on this list.
Okay.
I mean, he's
Yeah.
won everywhere he's been. He took Washington to a national title game.
Yeah, DeBoer probably.
Right, and the last one. I'm thinking Lincoln Riley. Okay.
No.
I'm gonna ask.
Well, he hasn't really done anything at USC, though.
No, you're right. No, you're right. No. Is it James Franklin?
Oh, man.
Had one bad year at Penn State, but this guy won
Yeah.
nine games twice at Vanderbilt.
He also took them to the semifinals, I believe, right?
Penn State, yeah. It's Franklin. I got no problem saying Franklin's in the top
Yeah,
ten.
I don't either.
All right, there you go. All right, also, predict the
You
weather at kickoff for game one. Probably
said
about 87
6:30, right?
degrees and humid.
Yeah. It's
You
that
know.
night, right? Yeah,
Yeah, it's
six.
at six, but it's still hot.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot.
Carlo,
Yeah.
do you like bologna?
No, it's not good. It's not good hot, and it's not good cold.
I'm telling you, one day we gotta get, if we go to a cookout, somebody needs to do like a little smoked chub of bologna for you. You'll change your mind. You
Okay.
change your mind.
All right, maybe, probably not.
Let's see here. Now we're into like some actual. Oh, that's it. That's it for the day. All right, cool.
There's one
All
more.
right.
There's one more.
There is.
Yes. Yeah. What's Skibidal Lightning?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Let me read it.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Mississippi State's game against ULM is my birthday, so I was wondering what my menu should be for the tailgate, or what would yours be? You have a Blackstone. Well, I mean, I don't know you well enough to know what you like to eat, but if you've got a Blackstone, I mean, I love going to hibachi on my birthday. So
Oh.
doing a hibachi birthday dinner would be awesome. Get some fried rice out there, some steak, chicken, shrimp, some veggies. It'd be really good. Otherwise, you know, you've got a Blackstone. You can cook a steak on that just as easily. So if you want to do steaks, yeah, certainly.
Steaks, burgers, and all that
Yeah,
stuff.
all that good
Yeah.
stuff. So, or you know, if you really want to treat yourself, you got a Blackstone again, do breakfast for dinner. You know, do some eggs, some bacon, put some pancakes on the grill.
Were you the one that said that when you get a Blackstone, it's just your wife's going to be
It is
asking
your
you to?
wife's, it is a woman's way of making you cook breakfast. Like,
Yeah.
oh, we got you this Blackstone. Hey, this weekend, why don't you cook breakfast for everybody? And now she's done. She's out. And she's out of the breakfast game. So, not in this house. There we go. All right. Tomorrow's show, we will have a South Carolina opponent preview, and other stuff. We'll figure it out between now and then. We'll have some
Figure it
football
out.
talk for you on the show. Talk to you guys tomorrow. For Carlo Barone, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.